Good morning. Let me begin with a question for you.
我想要先问大家一个问题。
Why are you here this morning?
今天早上你为什么来呢?
What is the difference between PBCCC?
我们这个教会，我们的简写是 PBCCC， 就是
Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel，
棕榈滩华人基督教会。
And PBCCC，
但是还有一个简写，我们可以这样子来解读这个简写，
Palm
也是 PBCCC。
Palm Beach Chinese Culture Club，
棕榈滩华人文化中心，华人文化俱乐部。
I hope your answer to why you are here this morning is I came to worship。
我希望你的回答是我今天早上来是来敬拜的。
But we can sing songs。
我们可以唱赞美诗。
Have prayer。
然后祷告。
Hear a sermon。
然后听一个讲道。
And never actually worship.
但是却没有敬拜。
We can do all the things that a church does on Sunday morning without ever truly worshiping.
我们在早上在教会里可以做我们一切想要去做的这些各种项目，但是却没有真正的敬拜。
I began to think about this last month.
上个月我开始考虑这个问题。
When I visited with a very committed Christian who has been in church at least 50 years.
因为我去探访一位非常忠心的委身的基督徒，他已经在教会五十年了。
He loves church.
他很爱这个教会。
But he said to me,
但是他跟我说,
the church where I go has a great music program.
那个我去的那个教会，那个音乐崇拜真是太
棒。We have a beautiful choir.
然后他们的这个诗班也非常好。
He said, we have a good pastor who preaches excellent sermons.
然后我们的牧师也非常好，他的讲道非常的好。
We have good fellowship after church.
在结会教会聚会结束后，我们也有很好的团契。
He said, "I love my church."
他说我很喜欢，很爱我的教会。
But he said, "I've been thinking, if I'm honest, I don't often worship when I'm there."
他说，但是如果我是对自己诚实的话，我也会想想。他说我并不是总在那里敬拜。
I sit right there on the front.
我就在坐在前排。
So that I can have a good view of the program.
所以我就可以看得对这些所有的节目都看得很清楚。
And I like the program.
我也很喜欢每一个节目。
But I don't worship.
但是我却没有敬拜。
I've been thinking about that ever since he told me that.
他跟我那么说之后，我就一直在想这个问题。
You see, the key difference between a church service and a meeting of the Palm Beach Chinese Culture Club is worship.
你知道吗？就最重要的一个原因，一个区别，就是我们的这个棕榈滩华人基督教会和棕榈滩华人文化俱乐部有什么重要的区别？就在于我们在教会里是敬拜的。
That's why we meet.
这也是为什么我们会在这里聚会。
Pastor Zhao asked me to speak on worship this morning.
所以周牧师请我今天早上谈一谈敬拜。
So I'm setting aside the messages on Acts, and I want to look at two worship scenes in the Bible.
所以我就把我一直讲的使徒行传的那部分先停下。我们今天想要看一看有两个特别的场景，关于敬拜的场景。
This morning I want to look at a scripture that we've looked at before. I want to go back to it.
今天早上我们要读的经文以前我们读过，但是我今天想要再次的来读一次。
And then in a couple weeks, I want to look at our worship in heaven and what that teaches us about our worship here.
然后呢，几个星期之后，我们还要再看一看天上的敬拜是什么样，它会跟我们教我们在地上的敬拜应该是什么样。
But I want to start this morning in Isaiah 6.
所以今天我们要读的是以赛亚书第六章。
One of the grandest pictures of worship anywhere in the Old Testament.
它是在旧约里面所描述的敬拜的场景，最辉煌的场景。
And it shows us what worship is supposed to be to look like.
它也告诉我们真正的敬拜应该是什么样的。
And as we look at this morning, I want to ask you to think about this question for yourself.
我们在读这些经节的时候，我想要你问问你自己这个问题。
Is this what happens when I worship?
我在敬拜的时候是这样的吗？
Let's begin at verse 1.
我们从六章的第一节开始，以赛亚书六章第一节。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上。
And then he describes what he sees. He was high and lifted up.
所以他就来描述他所见到的场景。他说神的衣裳垂下。
The train of his robe filled the temple.
他的衣裳垂下，他坐在高高宝座上，衣裳垂下。
Above him stood the seraphim.
遮满了圣殿，然后在他其上有撒拉弗侍立。
Each had six wings.
各有六个翅膀。
With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew.
用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
One called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华。
The whole earth is full of his glory.
他的荣光充满全地。
And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called.
因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
And the house was filled with smoke.
殿充满了烟云。
Does that look like worship when you come?
你来教会敬拜的时候所看到的是这样的情形。
Have you ever seen that scene?
你有没有看到这样的情形？
You see, in worship, Isaiah saw God.
你知道在敬拜之中，以赛亚见到了神。
And in worship, we are supposed to see God.
在我们的敬拜中，我们也应该见到神。
God as he truly is.
我们要看到神真正的样子。
A God who is high and exalted.
我们应该看到的是尊荣的坐在宝座上的神。
Not just going through the motions of songs, prayers, and a sermon.
而不是我们就唱歌、听到，然后就祷告，就是一个一个的这个节目经历过去。
But truly seeing God.
而是真正的见到神。
You see, if we don't see God, we don't really worship.
因为我们如果没有见到神，我们就不会去敬拜他。
And when we don't really worship, we lose our vision of who God is.
我们如果不敬拜他，我们就体会不到神究竟是什么样的一位。
And soon we lose the spiritual fervor of a true disciple.
所以很快我们就会失去我们作为一个真正的门徒的这个心里的这种火热。
A kindergartner taught me something about our worship.
一个小幼儿园的小朋友教会了我关于什么是真正的敬拜。
When I was principal at the Hope Sound Academy,
我以前我曾经是 Hope Sound 那边圣经学校的校长。
One year, the kindergarten teacher was going to teach a Bible lesson about Exodus, about the tabernacle.
有一次，一个就是幼儿园的一个老师，他想要给孩子们教关于这个出埃及记里面的这个会幕这么一个圣经上的一个故事。
And so I helped her find a model of the tabernacle to bring to her classroom.
所以我就帮着她，我们一起找到了一个会幕的模型，把它抬到教室里去。
And part of that model, of course, was the Ark of the Covenant.
你知道这个会幕里边最重要的就是那个约柜了。所以
And she had already told them what that represented.
这个老师已经告诉孩子们这个约柜代表的是什么。
And so on that day, the students came into the classroom.
所以到那天孩子们就进了教室了。
There was the tabernacle.
这讲台上就放着就是这个会幕的模型。
There was the Ark of the Covenant.
中间就是这个放这个圣约的约柜。
And one of the kindergartners said,
有个小朋友就说
Look!
你看啊
Mrs. Deckard has God in a box.
他把这个老师把这个神给放到这个盒子里去了。
I'm afraid.
我当时听得我很害怕。
That there are many, many Christians who keep God in a box.
因为我担心的就是可能很多很多基督徒就把他们的神放在一个盒子里了。
A comfortable God who fits very nicely into my world.
一个他们把这个神很舒服的就放在我的小世界里面，让我觉得也很舒服。
A God who always gives me what I pray for.
这个神总是应许我的祷告，我祷告什么他都给我什么。
A God who believes in the American dream.
这个神也相信美国梦。
A God who says, I want you to have two cars, a nice house, and a comfortable retirement.
这个神跟我说，我也希望你有一个很漂亮的房子，有两辆车，然后呢，你可以很舒服的去退休。
A God who fits nicely into my life.
一个对很合适的放在我的小世界里面的这样一个神。
But when Isaiah saw God high and exalted on the throne,
但是以赛亚见到神高高的坐在宝座上
he did not fit nicely into Isaiah's world.
这位神可不是很舒服的能够镶嵌在以赛亚的这个小世界里面。
In fact, we're not going to get this far this morning.
实际上今天早上我们也讲不了那么多。
But by the end of the chapter, you will find out.
但是到这章的末了，你会发现
that seeing God kind of ruined Isaiah's life.
你要知道，见到了真神，实际上是毁掉了以赛亚的生活。
By the end of the chapter, Isaiah knows the rest of my life will be different because I saw him.
到了这一章的末了，以赛亚意识到他的以后的日子就会完全不一样，因为他见到了真神。
None of my ambitions are going to come to pass.
他之前的所有的之前所有的野心恐怕都烟消云散了。
It seems to me.
对我来讲。
That when we come to church,
当我们来到教会,
we should see a God who turns our world upside down.
我们应该见到的是一位把我们的世界完全翻转过来的神。
Who is bigger than our comfortable lives.
他比我们舒适的生活要更加的要大。
Hebrews 12 is one of the great New Testament pictures of worship.
在希伯来书十二章给我们描绘的是也是非常辉煌的一个敬拜的场景。
And the writer reminds those Christians of the worship back at Mount Sinai.
希伯来书的作者在提醒会众要记得当年在旧约里在西奈山上的崇拜。
He reminds them what it looked like to worship then.
他提醒他们在那个时候敬拜是什么样的。
A blazing fire.
就有火在烧。
Darkness and gloom.
你看到的是有火焰、密云、黑暗。
A tempest.
暴风雨。
The sound of a trumpet.
脚声。
He says, it was so terrifying.
他说这听起来好可怕，所见的
极其可怕。That Moses said,
甚至摩西说，
I tremble with fear.
我甚是恐惧战惊。
I read that and I imagine.
我读了这段我就在想象。
Can you picture anybody at Mount Sinai?
你可以想象在西奈山上的一个人。
Say, yeah, that's nice.
那个人还在看他的手机呢，说，哦，还好了，还好了。
But, hold on, God, I want to check WeChat.
他说，主，神啊，神啊，等一等，我再查查我的微信。
No.
不可能的呀。
They were in the presence of Almighty God.
他们是在一个万主，万神之面前，万军之耶和华面前。
And in the presence of Almighty God.
万军之耶和华的面前。
My iPhone quits working.
我的肯定我的手机都不会再工作。
Because if I'm with him, that phone doesn't matter very much.
因为如果我当时在那儿的话，我的手机对我根本不重要了。
Now I know what you're thinking.
我知道你在想什么。
You're saying yes, but that was at Mount Sinai.
你说那是啊，但是那是在西奈山的事儿。
I bet they didn't even have Blackberries back then.
我相信他们那时候连黑莓手机都没有啊。
Our services aren't like that.
但是我们现在的敬拜不一样了。
And the writer of Hebrews says, that's right.
这个希伯来书的作者说，
That's not us.
那不是我们。
You haven't come to Mount Sinai.
你们还没有到西奈山呢。
Instead,
而实际上，
Verse 22,
在二十二节他说，
You have come to Mount Zion.
他说你们乃是来到西安山。
The city of the living God.
永生神的城邑。
The heavenly Jerusalem.
就是天上的耶路撒冷。
Countless angels.
那里有千万的天使。
You have come to God, the judge of all.
你来见的是审判众人的神。
Do you hear what he says about our worship here?
当你有没有听到神关于我们在这里的敬拜所说的话？
We are in the presence, he says, of angels.
我们在千万天使面前。
In the presence of God, the judge of the earth.
我们在审判众人的神面前。
He doesn't say, when you get to heaven, you will be in that situation.
神没有说你到了天堂你才会见到这一切。
He says, right now,
他说就在此地
sitting in your comfortable or uncomfortable pew,
坐在你的这个座位上不管是舒服不舒服
you are in the presence of the Almighty God.
你就在万军之耶和华的面前。
The word that is translated worshiped in the New Testament,
在新约里面敬拜这个词被翻译成
is a word that means to fall on your face.
这个词本身的意思是俯伏在地脸就趴在地上。
Because when they came into the presence of God,
因为当我们来到神的面前
that was the response.
我们必须就是这样俯伏在地去敬拜。
Even our English word worship,
但我们这个英语一国家的这个敬拜就是
was first used to describe what we do when the king comes in.
这个敬拜这个词在英语的翻译之中最早是来用来描述当国王经过的时候的大家的反应。
To give to the king what he is worthy to receive, the honor that he deserves.
要把这个国王所当得的荣耀都给他。
In worship, we see God.
我们在敬拜之中见到神。
Worship is not about me.
这敬拜可不是关于我的。
Worship is not about making me feel good about myself.
敬拜也不是为了让我觉得我自我感觉良好。
It's really not even about a sermon that encourages me.
这敬拜甚至是跟这个讲牧师讲了一个很好的道，对我很有鼓励的这个道讲道都没有关系。
Worship above all,
最重要的这个敬拜是
is coming and giving to God what He deserves.
是来到神的面前，把神所当得的荣耀献给他。
And to do that, I need to see Him.
所以要做到这一切，我们必须要见到神。
The most important thing that can happen in our worship,
就是见到神是我们在敬拜之中所。最重要的一件事
or is for us to get a fresh picture of God.
我们在敬拜之中必须要见到一个神的形象。
But let's go further.
但是我们再往深入一些。
In the first four verses, Isaiah sees God.
在前面的这个以赛亚书六章一到四节，以赛亚见到了神。
Verse five, and I said.
然后第五章第五节他说
，Woe is me.
那是我说祸在我灭亡了。
I am lost.
我灭亡了。
I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips.
我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
又因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
When Isaiah saw God on his throne,
当以赛亚见到神坐在他的宝座上，
all of a sudden he said, I'm in trouble.
他突然说祸灾我要倒霉了。
Compared to him,
与神相比
I'm unclean.
我是不洁的。
When we see God,
当我们见到神
as he is,
以神真正的形象见到他
we will begin to see ourselves.
我们开始看到我们自己。
And here's the key.
这个关键在于
because you might say, oh, I already know about me.
你或者说哎呀我已经知道我自己了我知道我什么样。
We see ourselves.As God sees us.
但是这次我们见到的我们自己是神眼中的我们。
Now most of us do not see ourselves as God sees us.
我们中间的很多人其实我们眼中的自己并不是神眼中的我们。
You see, we're very good at putting up a front.
我们对于这个戴上一个假面具是可以做得很好的。
We don't want other people to see the real us.
我们不想别人看到我们真正的自我。
And so we kind of put on a facade.
我们就在面前我们把自己装扮得很好的一个形象。
We get to where we don't even see the truth about ourselves.
结果到最后我们自己都不知道我们自己真正的是什么样子。
We begin to see ourselves through that facade.
因为我们是通过别人这个我们摆上去的这个假面具来看我们自个儿的。
We think, you know, I'm a pretty good person.
我们觉得，诶，我这人其实还挺不错的。
There's probably a few minor things I need to change, but really, I'm pretty good.
我说也许我是有一些小缺点需要改正但是总的来说我这人还是挺好的一个人
When we truly worship like Isaiah did
但是我们真正的如果像以赛亚一样去敬拜的话
We will see ourselves through the eyes of a holy God
我们会通过一个圣洁的神的眼睛来看我们自己
And we will say I need help
我们就会说我需要帮助
Psalm 139 David said this
在诗篇139篇大卫这么说
Lord, you have searched me and known me.
耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
Down in verse 4, he says, Even before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you already know it.
第四节，耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
Is that frightening?
这是不是有点让我们觉得害怕？
God,
神啊，
Even before I say the word, you already know what I'm going to say. You know what I'm thinking.
我还没开口呢，你就已经知道我在想什么，想要说什么了。
When I smile at that person and say hello,
当我对那个人在笑眯眯的跟他说你好。
God, you already know that inside I am thinking, you scoundrel, I wish you'd get away from me.
你知道，神，你知道，在我心里，我在那嘀咕，你走远点吧，我不想见。
You know everything.
你知道关于我的一切。
Apart from worship, that would be terrifying.
就如果是没有敬拜的话，这真的很可怕。
But here's the key in Isaiah.
但是在以赛亚书里，这个是关键。
Because we have already seen God.
因为我们已经见到了万军之耶和华。
Yes, we saw His holiness and His majesty.
我们看到神的会这个在威严和他的这个他的圣洁。
But we also saw His grace and His mercy.
但是我们也看到他的这个恩典和他的怜悯。
Because we have seen Him,
因为我们已经看到了他。
We can confess our need.
我们可以承认我们自己。
And we come to Him for cleansing, not.For condemnation.
我们来到神面前是得洁净而不是被定罪的。
There are things that I don't want you to know from my past.
我过去有一些黑历史我也并不想要你知道。
If you knew them, you might say, well, I'm not going to ever listen to you again.
你要是知道我的黑历史你可能想有以后我再也不听麦姆士讲道了。
But in worship,
但是在敬拜之中
I go to a God who already knows the absolutely worst thing I have ever done.
我见到的这位神，他已经知道我在过去所做的最糟糕的事情，他都清楚。
And he loves me anyway.
他仍然是爱我的。
Again, the writer of Hebrews said it like this.
希伯来书的作者这么说。
Let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace.
我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
In worship, we see ourselves as God sees us.
在敬拜之中，我们看我们自己是通过神的眼光来看到的我们的真正的自我。
Unclean,
不洁。
Unworthy,
不配。
But loved with an infinite love.
但是神仍然是用无限的爱在爱我们。
This morning, don't be afraid to see yourself through God's eyes.
所以今天早上你不要害怕用神的眼光来看你自己。
No, there is nothing in your past.That can keep God from loving you.
你要知道，你过去无论发生了什么，都不会让神不再爱你。
In worship, we can be completely honest before God.
因为在敬拜之中，我们可以完完全全诚实的来到神面前。
We see Him.
我们寻求他。
We see ourselves.
我们看到神，我们也看到我们自己。
And we know He loves us anyway.
我们知道，无论如何，神都爱我们。
But let me move on.
我们再往下看。
Because after we see ourselves, that's not the end.
但是我们看到在神眼中的我们自己之后又怎么样呢？这可不是结尾啊。
I've met people who stop there.
我曾经遇到很多人，他们就在那儿就停下了。
Yeah, I know I'm dishonest.
啊，我知道我这个人我不太诚实。
Yeah, I know I steal from my employer.
我也知道我曾经从我的老板那里偷东西。
Yeah, I'm a sinner.
我是个罪人。
But they refuse to change.
但是他们却拒绝改变。
Isaiah saw himself as unclean. He saw himself through God's eyes.
以赛亚用神的眼光看到他自己，他知道他是不洁的。
But he didn't stop there.
但是他没有停在这里。
In worship, we see God and we see ourselves.
在敬拜之中，我们见到神，我们也见到我们自己。
But this morning, I want you to see that in worship, we are changed.
但是我今天早上想要特别提醒大家，在敬拜之中，我们要得到改变。
Verse 6.
在以赛亚书六章六节。
Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar.
有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的。
And he touched my mouth.
他用炭沾了我的口。
And he said, Behold, this has touched your lips.
他说，看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴。
Your guilt is taken away.
你的罪孽便除掉。
Your sin atoned for.
你的罪恶就赦免了。
And the rest of this chapter shows us that Isaiah's life is changed because of this worship.
在第六章的后面部分，他就讲到以赛亚的生命完全改变了，就是为着这场敬拜。
Let me give you a test of your worship.
我想要给你们一个小测验，看看你的敬拜是怎么样。
Many people measure their worship by their emotions.
因为很多人在敬拜的时候，他觉得敬拜是好的还是坏的，他的测量的标准是他自己的情感的变化。
They measure their worship by did I go through all of the right steps.
他们的这个测量的这个顺序是哦，我所有的这个所有的节目我都一样一样的都过了。
Isaiah gives me a true test for our worship.
但是以赛亚却给我们了一个真正的就关于我们敬拜的一个测验。
After you worship.
你在敬拜之后。
When you go home.
当你回到家里。
Does anything change in your life because of your worship?
因着这个敬拜你的生命有什么改变吗？
Everywhere in the Bible that I read about someone coming truly into the presence of God.
在整本圣经之中我看到任何人只要跟真正的跟神见过面之后。
Every place.
不管是在哪里
they go away different.
他们都是 不再一样了。
You can't see God and stay the same.
你不能在见过神之后还跟原来的老我一样。
Truly worshiping God changes our life.
你如果是真正的去敬拜神，那么我们的生命一定会改变。
Now, if I ask you, when do you worship?
我想问你，你什么时候敬拜？
Most people would say I worship at church on Sunday mornings.
我想大部分人会说我是在星期天上午在教会里敬拜。
But in the New Testament, if you had asked the Apostle James, when do you worship?
但是在新约里面，如果你问雅各圣徒使徒雅各，你什么时候敬拜？
He would have said this.
他会这么说。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
雅各书一章二十七节。
Religion, and that is a word that is translated worship. The rest of the New Testament.
也在新约里，这个词本身是宗教 religion， 但是它实际上译成了这个敬拜的意思。
Worship that is pure and undefiled before God.
在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚。
Is this?
就是这样。
To visit orphans and widows in their suffering.
就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇
and to keep oneself unstained from the world
并且保守自己不沾染世俗
Here's what he's saying
这就是他这么说的
Worship touches all of life
敬拜能够接触每个人的生命
We worship by hearing the sermon on Sunday
我们星期天来教会来听讲道是来敬拜
And we worship by avoiding sinful practices on Monday.
在星期一的时候，我们就不会去做那些有罪的事情。
We worship with hymns and prayer.
我们星期天在教会里唱赞美诗、祷告。
And we worship by visiting widows.
我们去探访孤儿寡妇，这就是。
He says worship affects everything.
他说敬拜实际上是影响任何一件你生命中任何一件事。
James believed.
雅各相信
that if my tongue sings praise songs on Sunday.
如果我的嘴在星期天的时候是唱出赞美诗
and that same tongue spreads gossip on Monday.
而到了星期一，我就同样的这样一张嘴，我同样的舌头开始说别人的闲话的时候
I did not worship.
我就没有真正的敬拜。
He says.If I really worship on Sunday, it's going to change how I talk on Monday.
他说如果我真正的星期天在教会里敬拜了，那么我星期一会，他会改变我星期一的生活，我不会再那样做。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里面
there were people who were bringing the offerings, praying the prayers, singing the hymns.
旧约里面也有这样的人，他们去敬拜，他们去带他们的祭品去敬拜，而且唱赞美诗了，祷告了，什么都做。
But they refuse to abandon their sinful ways.
但是他们却拒绝抛弃他们过去的这些有罪的生活方式。
And God sent the prophet Amos with a message.
所以主就神就派阿摩斯先知阿摩斯跟他们传达这样的一个信息。
Imagine Amos walking up the middle of the aisle this morning.
你们可以想象一下，先知阿摩斯就从这个我们这中间的这个走廊就走过来了。
And turning and saying this,
然后他转过来对大家说
I have a message from God.
我有一个神给我的信息
I hate your festivals.
我厌恶你们的节期
I take no delight in your worship.
我不喜悦你们的敬拜
Take away from me the noise of your songs.
你们把这个你们用唱歌使你们唱歌的声音远离我
To the melody of your harps I will not listen.
因为我不听你们弹琴的响声。
God said to them, "Quit bringing your offerings."
神说你们不要再给我献祭了。
Cancel the choir rehearsal.
也不要再去做诗班练习了。
And send the musicians home.
你把这些音乐家们都打发回家吧。
I don't want it anymore.
我实在不想再听了。
Why?
为什么
？Because they were doing everything right.
因为他们在做一切应该的对的事情。
But it did not change.How they live.
但这一切却没有改变他们怎么样来生活，没改变他们的生活方式。
Empty worship leaves us unchanged.
一个空洞的敬拜让我们没有改变。
We say the right words.
我们说的都是对的，正确的话。
We might even feel the right emotions.
我们说不定自己的感觉的感受到的这个情绪也是很正面的，很好的情绪。
But nothing changes inside.
但是我们内里却没有改变。
Please hear me.
请听我讲。
Isaiah says this to me.
以赛亚对我这样说
If on Monday I am continuing to commit willful sin that God has shown me
如果在星期一我还是跟我过去一样我想做什么就做什么
God does not listen to my worship on Sunday
那么神根本就不会听我星期天在教会的敬拜
True worship
真正的敬拜
changes how I live
要应该改变我生活的方式
Worship involves all of life
因为敬拜是跟我们生活中的方方面面都有关系。
Now there's a danger here.
这里面有一个危险。
You see, if this teaching that worship involves all of life,
如果这告诉我们我们的敬拜是跟生活中的方方面面都有关系的话
，If that's isolated from the rest of Scripture,
如果这光是这个说法跟我们圣经之中别的经节都脱离。
We can begin to minimize the importance of our corporate worship together.
我们可能会觉得，一块团体敬拜就不那么重要了。
I've met people who said, "Oh, my whole life is about God."
因为我曾经见过有人就说，哦，我整个生命都是跟神有关的。
I am very spiritual. I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual.
我并不是那么敬虔吧，但是我很属灵。
I don't need a church service to worship. I worship on the beach.
他说我可不需要到教会去敬拜，我在什么地方，我在海滩上都可以敬拜呀。
Or more recently,
最近
I worship in my recliner.
他说我们现在因为不能跟人接触了嘛，所以他说我现在就在我的那个小屋子里躲在那儿敬拜。
On Zoom.
我用 Zoom， 我用这个云端敬拜来做。
Now let me say something here. This is difficult.
这个有点困难，我跟大家解释一下。
When Pastor Zoe told me the topic he wanted me to speak about was worship.
因为周牧师跟我讲，他想要我谈谈敬拜的事情。
I felt I needed to say this.
我觉得我需要说这个。
I wrote it out.
然后我就把讲到的这个 notes 写下来。
3 days ago, threw that away and wrote it out again.
但是3天之前，我就把我之前记的笔记都给扔掉了，我想要重新写。
Friday, I decided it still sounded too harsh, and so I threw it away and wrote it again.
然后到了星期五，我又觉得，哎呀，我说的可能还是有点过分了，所以我又把它扔掉，我又想要重写。
4:30 this morning.
今天早上4:30的时候。
I'm back in my study writing this page for the 5th time.
我今天早上4:30，我又坐在桌子前，在第五次的写这一段。
Sue said, "What are you doing?"
我太太 Sue 就说，你在干嘛呢？
Writing a sermon for today.
我说我在写今天的讲道稿。
Isn't this a little late?
他在说这不是太晚了吗？都这会儿了。
I got it written out.
然后我就把它写下来。
And then I started driving to church.
然后我就开车来教会。
And I decided it still sounded too harsh.
我还是觉得，哎呀，我这说的可能有点过分。
So I threw it out again.
所以我又把讲稿给扔掉了。
But I don't have a printer here.
然后这头我又没有打印机。
So let me just try to say what I am thinking.
所以我就跟大家说一说我想的，因为我都没有写下来，没有打印机打出来。
COVID has been a big challenge.
这次的这个，我们知道这个疫情冠状病毒的疫情真的是很大的一个挑战。
And I think the leaders of PBCCC did a wonderful job of responding.
我想这个当时这个，我们教会这些领袖们做了很好的决定。
I think as Christians we are called to respect our government.
我相信作为基督徒我们被呼召要尊重我们的政府
We are called to protect those who are vulnerable
我们也被呼召去保护那些脆弱的人
And I greatly admire and commend the leaders of the church for how you handled this shutdown
所以我感谢我觉得教会我们教会的这些领导这些长职们做了非常明智的决定就关于当初我们教会需要关闭大家云端敬拜。
And now we face a new challenge.
但是目前我们所面临的是一个新的挑战。
And I think it is an even greater, more difficult challenge.
我觉得啊，这可能是个更大的、更困难的一个挑战。
I was hoping everyone would be more upbeat in the first part of this sermon.
我希望我们大家伙儿在我讲的前半段的讲道之中能够这个节奏更快跟我一起
But as I look I realize I haven't even encouraged you very much in the first part of the sermon so now I'm really worried
但是我看到我对大家这前段讲道之中对你们的鼓励可能还都没那么多现在我真的有点担心了
Live streaming is a wonderful wonderful blessing when it is impossible for us to meet
因为我觉得 Pastor, can you repeat that? I didn't quite catch it.
Live streaming. Is a wonderful blessing when it's impossible for us to meet.
现在我们这个技术已经发展到让我们可以通过线上一起来敬拜，这实在是非常棒的一件事。
Since I didn't know how to say this, she doesn't know what I'm going to say either. But it is not a permanent replacement for corporate worship.
但是我们线上分别的单独的敬拜绝对不能够代替我们团体的一起的敬拜。
And I want to be careful. I prayed again this morning. Lord, help me to be loving.
我想要很小心。今天早上我一直跟祷告，主啊，你帮助我，这话怎么样说的，不要伤着大家。
I know from Sue's experience how much of a blessing it is to be able to join a live stream service when your health does not allow you to be in a group.
因为我太太生病嘛，所以我从她的角度来看，就是如果能够在线上参加一个敬拜，但是你身体不允许你去教会的时候，在线上敬拜是多么大的一个祝福。
And as I felt I should address this, one of my fears is the people who don't need to hear it will feel guilty.
我今天，那我这样讲的时候，我就想，那些现在目前就在云端敬拜的，不能来教会跟我们一起敬拜，可能心里会有一些罪恶感，觉得哎呦，我是不是？
And I don't.
我不是希望你们这样，我不是目标不在此。
If your health, if your immune system does not allow you to be in a group, I fully respect that.
如果你的健康状况，如果你的免疫系统不够强壮，你不能够来教会敬拜，我非常的理解。
And I don't keep a list of who's not here.
我可没有记下来一个单子，说谁今天没来，谁没来。
I mean, I can't. You have mask on.
你们大家都戴着口罩，我也认不出来谁是谁，反正。
I know that live streaming is a wonderful blessing.
我知道现在线上敬拜这些技术真的是很好的祝福。
But it's also a temptation.
但是也同时它也是一个诱惑。
Because worshiping in my pajamas is nice.
因为穿着睡衣来敬拜好舒服。
Now, if worship is nothing more than listening to a preacher give a lecture,
如果敬拜仅仅只是听一个牧师讲一个道,
then listening on my iPhone is the same as listening in person.
那我用我的手机来听讲道，跟我来教会听讲道没有区别呀。
But if worship is coming into the presence of God with other worshipers,
但是如果敬拜是来到神的面前，和别的敬拜者一起来到神的面前的话，
if worship is truly a sacrifice that I give to God and say, God, this is what you are worthy to receive.
如果真正的敬拜是来到神的面前跟他说，主啊，这是你当得，你配得的，我献给你。
I must give him my best.
我必须要把我最好的献给神。
I've been thinking recently about the book, The Prophet Haggai.
我最近一直在想这个先知书哈该书。
The Israelites came back from captivity.
所以这些以色列被掳的民众已经归回了。
And their city is a wreck.
他们的这个城邑整个都是荒场，全都被破坏掉了。
They begin to work.
他们就开始来工作了。
They build their houses and they get them back.
他们就开始盖房子来修理这个一切需要修理的东西。They
build their businesses and they get back to work.
他们又开始重新来做贸易啊，做他们的生意。Everyone's
happy.
每个人都很高兴。And
the prophet comes.
然后先知来了。And
he says, God has a question.
他来了，他说我有个问题啊。God
wants to know why it is that you've had time to build your houses.
他说神想要知道你们现在在盖你们的房子。
You've got your business.
你们把自己的生意都重新再建立起来。
And my house is still not open.
我的房子还，神的这个殿还没开呢。
My temple lies in ruins.
我的圣殿仍然是一片荒场。
Why do I get the leftovers?
为什么你们把剩下的给我？
Or to put it in our terms today, God says,
用我们今天的话来讲，神说，
Why am I not an essential service?
Essential service. 他说为什么我不能得到最好的服务呢？
Do you understand?
你们了解吗？
I wonder if God says to us today,
我在想神今天会不会问我们
Why is worship at the bottom of your priority list?
为什么在你的这个优先权的这个单子上神对于神的敬拜是在底层的最底下的一个
And again, I know there are many, many circumstances and I do not judge that.
我当然明白有各种各样的原因大家可能没法来教会敬拜 我非常理解我也不去审去判断任何人
But if I can go to work,
但是如果我能够去工作
to visit relatives,
我可以去看我的亲戚们
to go to Walmart,
我也可以去 Walmart 买东西
Can I come to God's house?
那我能不能来神的店来敬拜
Is he less important than Costco?
因为神难道还不如 Costco 重要吗
Someone not from this church?
这不是这个我说的这个不是这个教会的啊。
Not from Hope Sound Church.
也不是我们 Hope Sound 教会的。
I have to cross out the two places that you'll pick first.
也所以你们认识的人都不是我讲的哦。
Came to be very excited.
你那天很兴奋的来找我。
They said, "Oh, our family's going to Disney."
啊，我们马上我们全家要去 Disney 玩。
I said, "That's great."
我说那太好了。
They said, "It's been a year since we had a."Vacation.
他说：“哎呀，都有整整一年，我们整个全家都没有没法子出门度假。”
And I was truly happy for them.
我很为他们高兴。
So we're talking.
然后我们就开始聊啊聊的。
And I wasn't thinking about this sermon.
我根本就没有考虑我们今天讲到的事情。
I was just talking.
我就在跟他聊天呢。
And I said, "How is your church doing with the reopening?"
我说：“你们教会现在怎么样？这重新开启了，现在情况怎么样啊？”
And this person who just told me about their trip to Disney,
这个刚刚跟我讲他们去迪士尼玩的这个人说
said, "Oh, we're not going. I'm afraid that we could still catch an infection."
他说我们还没去教会呢，我害怕我到教会去又会被传染上。
And before I could think,
在我还能够思考之前，我就
I said, "Is your church more crowded than Disney?"
我说你的教会里的人难道比迪士尼还要多吗？
Because I think I heard.
因为我想我听到他说
In the back of my head.
在我脑袋后面我听到
God saying.
神在说
Do you love me less than Mickey Mouse?
你难道对我的爱还比不上对米老鼠的爱吗
God calls us to worship as a body.
神呼召我们作为一个团体一起来敬拜。
And again, I understand health and issues.
又一次我要跟大家重申，我相信有些人真的是因为健康的原因他没法。
But we are called all through Hebrews, all through Psalms, to worship, to praise together.
但是无论是诗篇，是希伯来书，这些圣经经节都在呼召我们要跟我们的团体一起敬拜，跟别的敬拜者一起来。
We need corporate worship.
我们需要团体的敬拜。
Your church needs you, and you need the fellowship of fellow believers.
你们的教会需要你，你也需要跟别的敬拜者一同敬拜。
Your children need to know that worship is important to mom and dad.
你的孩子需要知道敬拜对于爸爸妈妈非常重要。
Your unbelieving neighbors need to know that worship is important to those Christians on my street.
你在不信的，你那些不信的邻居也需要知道，在我们这条街上，这个去教会敬拜对我这些基督徒邻居非常重要。
And I'll be honest.
我要很诚实地说。
I enjoyed not driving an hour each way on Sunday morning.
我从 Hope Sound 开过来大概一个小时，我开这个车这么热的天，我其实并不享受这个开车的过程。
I enjoyed getting up at 7 instead of 5:30.
我当然，星期天早上我当然希望早上能够晚一点，7:40再起来，而不是像我要讲到的话，我必须要更早的5:40就得起床。
I really liked drinking coffee while Pastor Zoe was preaching.
当周牧师讲到的时候，我能坐那儿喝咖啡，我觉得很享受啊。
But I needed to bring my sacrifice to God.
但是我需要拿着我的祭品来献祭给神。
I needed to be a part of the fellowship of believers.
我需要成为我们教会的一部分，一起来敬拜。
Not as a matter of guilt.
并不是出于我的这个罪恶感，觉得不能来，不来教会是不对的，并不是这个原因。
We don't earn any points with God by coming to church.
我们来到教会，并不能在神那儿给我们加几分。
Not as a matter of guilt.
这不是出于罪恶感。
But as a matter of joy.
而是出于喜乐。
This is God.
因为这是神呐。
And I want to bring him a gift of worship.
我想要把我敬拜的礼物献给神。
And as his child,
作为神的儿女，
I want to worship him with my brothers and sisters.
我想要和我的弟兄姐妹们一起来敬拜这位神。
You know, it takes 6 weeks to build a new habit.
你知道，要形成一个新的习惯，一般是需要6周的时间。
That's why I don't jog.
You don't what?
Jog.
Jog.
Oh, run.
所以我没法跑步，我没法撑6个星期。
I can jog for 3 days, but I can't jog for 6 weeks.
我跑三天还行，跑6个星期我真做不到。
Many of us built some new habits over the last year and a half.
因为这个疫情的原因，我们很多人在去年到今年1年半的时间建立了很多新的习惯。
And it's time, I think, for us to rebuild the habit of worshiping as a body.
我相信对我们来讲，我们可能现在是时候来形成这个新的习惯，重新回到教会来一起敬拜。
So can I challenge you to make this commitment?
所以我能不能向大家发起一个挑战，让你做这个委身？
Take 6 weeks to build a habit.
形成一个好习惯需要6周的时间。
Would you make a commitment?
你能不能做这样的一个委身？
For the next 6 weeks, I'm going to rebuild the habit of being in God's house on Sunday.
在之后的6周之内，我希望我能够重新形成来到教会来跟别的弟兄姐妹一起敬拜的习惯。
Not out of guilt.
不是因为罪恶感作祟。
Not because the bald-headed fat man said I needed to.
不是因为那个光头的那个秃头的那个胖牧师跟我说你必须要这么做，不是。
Did you really translate that?
Sorry.
But because.
而是因为
He is God.
他是神。
He is high and lifted up.
他在他高高的宝座上。
And I want to see him.
我想要见到他。
The writer of Hebrews again was writing to people who lived in difficult circumstances.
希伯来书的作者实际上把希伯来书是写给在当时在困难之中的这些信徒们。
Going to church brought them the risk.Of being arrested.
你知道，在那个时候，那个时代，去教会实际上是有可能让他们被抓起来的。
And listen to what he says to them.
你听听希伯来书作者怎么说。
Let us consider. Let's think about how to stir up one another to love and good works.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩。
Not neglecting to meet together.
不要停止聚会。
What is he saying?
他在说什么呢?
The more difficult it is, the more I need worship.
就是敬拜越困难，我就更需要敬拜。
The less I feel like worshiping, the more I need it.
如果我不想去敬拜，实际上正说明我需要敬拜。
And the writer of Hebrews said,
所以希伯来书的作者说,
People, you are living in hard times.
人们，你们现在生活的是困难时期。
It's difficult.
是不容易的。
So don't quit meeting together.
你们不可停止聚会。
We see God.
我们要看到神。
We see ourselves.
我们也看到我们自己。
We are changed.
我们生命得到改变。
All of that happens.
所有的这一切都会在敬拜之中发生。
The last thing, and I'm going to skip over this and try to come back to it next time.
我下面这段我可能要下次才讲了。
But in worship, we see our world.
但是在敬拜之中，我们也看到我们的世界。
When Isaiah sees God,
当以赛亚见到了神
，He hears the voice of the Lord, verse 8 saying, "Who shall I send?"
他在6章8节，他这样，他听到神的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢
？Who will go for us?
谁肯为我们去呢
？Then I said,
我说
，Here am I.
我在这里。
Send me.
请差遣我。
I used to hear students at the college arguing.
我以前我听的这学校里的大学生们就经常会这样争吵。
Ministerial majors would argue which is more important, worship or evangelism?
他们会在那争辩说哪一个更重要呢？是去传福音重要还是敬拜重要
？And I think the answer is this.
我想这个答案应该是。
Read Isaiah 6.
你读一读以赛亚
第六章。Because Isaiah worshipped.
因为以赛亚敬拜。
He said, "Here am I, send me."
他说我在这里，请差遣我。
Because he worshipped, he now had a passion to share the gospel with those around him.
因着他敬拜了，他现在心里有火热的这种火热，想要去传福音。
I'm going to come back to that in 2 weeks.
所以两周以后我们还要再讲到那部分。
But let me just finish with one more short picture of worship.
我还想用一个很小的一个画面，一个关于敬拜的画面来结束今天的讲道。
It's just a few days before Jesus is crucified.
是耶稣在上十字架前的几天。
He's at supper.
他们是在安息日。
And Mary, the sister of Lazarus,
拉撒路的姐姐玛丽
brings a jar of very precious ointment.
她拿了一罐非常珍贵的这个真纳达香膏。
She breaks the top off.
她把这个香膏这个塞子拔掉。
And she pours it. She anoints Jesus.
然后她就用这个香膏浇在耶稣的头发上来膏抹他。
And the Gospel of Matthew says the disciples who were looking, they were all upset about this.
这个马太福音中讲到这段的时候说，周围的这些信徒，这个门徒们看着都很不高兴。
What a waste!
你这不是太浪费了吗？
You could have given this money to the poor.
我们可以用这个拿去周济穷人呢。
This is your savings for retirement because that's how they saved money then.
这是你的退休账户啊，因为那时候他们存钱没有银行嘛，就是这样存钱。
But Jesus looks at her.
但是耶稣说
He says, wherever the gospel is preached,
他说普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音
what she has done will be told in memory of her.
也要述说这女人所做的做个纪念。
They thought she was wasteful.
那门徒们觉得她在这浪费啊，这么一罐就这么浇的倒掉了。
But Jesus saw a worshipper.
但是耶稣所看见的是一个敬拜的人。
In the eyes of the world around us,
在我们周围的世界的眼中看来
，worship is always a waste.
敬拜真的是很浪费哦。
Why would anyone give 10% of their income and put it in that box for a church?
为什么任何人会愿意把自己收入的 十分之一就放在那个小盒子里面放到教会呢
？Unbelievers think.
那不信的人说
，What a waste!
是多浪费啊
！Why would you do that?
你干嘛要这么做呢
？Unbelievers think. Why would anyone get up on Sunday morning and go to a hot church?
他们这些不信的人会说，哪有这些人星期天早上不好好休息，跑去这么热的一个教会？你看还没空调。
This is really a difficult Sunday to argue that you should be here instead of on Zoom.
所以像今天这样一个早上，跟不信者去讲，我们必须要来到教会，的确是有点困难。你看，这是很热。
At least you should have given me air conditioning to preach this.
所以你们，我们到教会来，至少应该有空调吧，是吧
？It's part of the sacrifice.
这是我们所做的牺牲的一部分。
An unbeliever thinks, "What a waste!"
那些不信的人就说，这是多浪费啊。
The morning that you can sleep till noon.
你看这早上你可以好好的睡个懒觉，舒服的。
And you crazy Christians get up and go sit and listen to a sermon. What a waste!
你们这些疯狂的基督徒，星期天早上还要跑来教会，在这来听讲道，真太浪费。
But Jesus looks at Mary.
但是耶稣看着玛丽。
And he says.
他说。
They see waste.
他们看到的是枉费。
I see worship.
我看到是敬拜。
I see someone who loves me.
我看到一个真正爱我的人。
And wants to give whatever she can give.
她想要把她所有的一切都给我。
I would love to see worship at PBCCC become something that is not just a routine.
我也希望在我们的教会里，我们所看到的敬拜不是一个，就是一个程序性的，一步一步的走。
But something that transforms us.
而是一个能够真正改变我们生命的。
until we are excited to be here.
我们来教会的时候就会非常的兴奋。
Because every time we walk in that door,
因为每次我们从门外进来,
we know, you know what? I'm going to see God this morning.
我们就知道我们今天早上又要见到神的面。
God may show me something He wants to transform in me.
神也许会向我显现他要我改变的东西。
We stopped before I got there, but God may call me to do something I've never imagined doing before.
说不定神会呼召我去做一些我以前从来没有做过、没有想过的事情。
I read this week from a pastor, and I'm going to stop.
我马上要停下，但是我今天早上读到一个牧师所写的一些。
He said, "Be careful about worshiping."
他说你在敬拜的时候要小心。Don't
do it very often.
你不要常常的去敬拜。
He said, because it's dangerous.
因为很危险哦。
When you do it, it turns your whole life upside down.
因为你敬拜的时候,你的整个生命会彻底的改变。
He said, going to church is safe.
他说你去教会很安全。
Singing those songs, that's easy.
你唱赞美诗也很容易。
Listening to the sermon, yeah, you can just let that go in one ear and out the other.
你听到更容易啊,一个耳朵进,一个耳朵就出去了。
But he said, be very, very careful about worshiping.
但是他说在敬拜的时候你要非常非常小心。
Because that can change your whole life.
因为你的整个生命可能会被翻转,会改变。
People.
所以啊,
I would like for people to start to think that maybe coming to PBCCC is dangerous.
我很希望我们大家来到教会的时候会在想,哦,去教会可能还有点危险哦。
I really wish our young people
我很希望我们的年轻人
would stand outside and say, if I go in there, my whole life might change.
我很希望我们的年轻人站在门口在那心里嘀咕,哎呦,我要进去的话,我一辈子可能都会被改变了。
I would like for some of you to think,
我希望你们中间的有些人会这样想,
last Sunday at church,
上个周末,上个星期天在教会,
God turned my world upside down.
神把我的整个生活生命都翻转了。
I'm not sure I'm ready for this again.
我不知道我今天是不是准备好了再来一回。
It might be uncomfortable.
可能会让我们觉得不舒服。
But I tell you what, it wouldn't be boring.
但是绝对不会是让我们觉得无聊。
Nobody would go to sleep.
这样的情形下,没有人会听着听着睡着的。
That's worship.
这才是真正的敬拜。
I ask you at the beginning of the sermon,
今天在讲道之前,我问大家一个问题。
How many of you does this picture in Isaiah 6 look like worship for you?
你们中间有多少人在敬拜的时候看到以赛亚所看到的这个画面?
And if the answer is no,
如果这个答案是没有,
please don't email the elders and say, you need to make our church look like that.
你不要写信给长职们说, 你们需要把我们教会布置成那个旧约以赛亚见到的那个情形。
They can't.
No, 他们做不到。
Please don't email Pastor Zhou and say, you need to make our church look like that. He can't.
你也别给周牧师写信说, 你得把我们教会弄成那样子, 他也做不到。
You can email the deacons and tell them they need to get the AC fixed. That's okay. Isaiah saw God.
以赛亚见到了神。
Because he intended to.
因为他是希望这样做。
He went to the temple.
他来到圣殿,
and he said, God, I want to see you.
他说,神,我想要见你的面。
I suspect there were other people in the temple on the same day that Isaiah went.
我相信那天在圣殿里还有跟以赛亚一样去敬拜的那些人。
That walked away and said, that was boring.
他们那天离开了,就说,啊,好无聊啊,他可没见到神。
They didn't see him.
他们没有见到神。
But Isaiah did.
但是以赛亚见到神。
Next Sunday morning.
所以, 今天早上,
would you show up saying, God, I want to see you.
你能不能来到教会跟神说,主啊,我今天想要见到你。
In our songs, I want to see you.
我们在唱歌的时候,我想要见到你。
In our prayer, I want to talk to you.
在我们的祷告之中,我想要跟你说话。
In the sermon, I want to hear you.
在我们的讲道之中,我想要听到你在讲道。
And when I leave, I want to be different in some way. Because of worship.
当我离开教会的时候, 我希望我能生命有所改变, 因着这场敬拜而有所改变。
If you'll do that,
如果你这么做,
you'll see God.
你会看到神。
You'll see yourself, you'll be changed.
你会看到你自己已经改变。
Dear God, it's easy to come to church, and go through the motions.
主啊，来到教会是很容易，而且这凭着自己的情绪起伏来到教会也很容易。
Would you make us a church that truly worships?
你能不能让我们成为一个真正敬拜的教会？
A church that sees you.
一个看到你的教会。
And that's transformed because we see you.
因着我们见到你的面，我们而得到改变，这样的一个教会。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。Amen.